to this conversation in Acts chapter 1, where Jesus says to his disciples, don't go running around just yet. Don't go changing the whole world just yet. Why don't you stay together, have some meals together, hang out together, get to know each other together, and then when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, then you'll be well prepared. And I just wanted to read that passage of scripture, that instruction for a moment. It's verse 4 in Acts chapter 1. It says, while being together and eating with them, he commanded them. This is quite a strong word. He commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised. And I really want to talk about how the upper room is actually also the waiting room. And you know, there's a very awkward time in a waiting room, eh? Wherever you are, it's sort of, you think it's wasted time, and you can't do anything productive, and you need to get this done now so you can get going. A waiting room can feel very uncomfortable, but let me tell you, a waiting room is better than an emergency room. And if you're willing to be in the waiting room, you might not land up in an emergency room later because something was premature, something was unwise, something was perhaps half-baked and sort of you launched into it and, I should have done my homework on it. And so Jesus' instruction is very necessary. And then he says, but wait for what the Father has promised. Of which he said, you have heard me speak about before. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized and empowered and united in the Holy Spirit not long from now. And that's really my encouragement, is the not long from now. Do you find young people are pretty impatient about stuff?
Joel, that is the main factor, actually. Like, you fall too quickly into the hole that you don't realize that
So isn't there a bit of a tendency of wanting to, like, live big? Older than your age, maybe. You want to live...
Yeah, well, that's like everybody wants to live above their situation. They want to be the biggest of everything. And then when you hit the realization of it, takes time.
Yeah. And some things, you know, the best things take a process.
Yeah.
It's sort of, there's an art to it, you know. A good meal takes a decent amount of time. Well, you want a takeaway, that's quite easy.
Yeah.
You can get a certain kind of burger and... 4 minutes. But if you want something with the add-ons,
you've
got to take your time about it. Mm. And I think there's a lot of danger in skipping the waiting room part. You know, just wait a bit. And even as a pastor, I have to tell pastors sometimes, hey, just wait a bit. Slow it down a bit. We don't want that, because we have a little bit of ambition, all of us, and some of that we'll talk about that kind of stuff in the human condition, because those feelings aren't all evil. They're all righteous if they're operated by the right fuel. But we all have a little bit of that, and we kind of want that, and then we're disappointed when we don't get the feeling we hoped we would get, you know. So Matt, we're going to pray for youth in a moment, and we're going to pray for you. And then as a community of people on devotion, we're gonna pray for confidence to be in the waiting room. And I wanted to remind you that the upper room is a waiting room. It's also a warfare room. It's the war room. It's a place where you can center yourself on God. It's a time for you to feed and strengthen. It's a time for you to cultivate your gifts. You know, ever watch any of those, like, hectic war movies? I recently watched, like, the last season of a series where the beginning section of the series is awful. I don't recommend it. You have to fast forward through a lot of stuff. But there was a section I wanted to see. It's called Outlander, and I don't recommend it. Don't recommend it. There are too many scenes you have to fast forward. But, you know, when two tribes, it's a Scottish thing, when two tribes are about to fight, you know, they have this waiting period a few nights before. Sharpening blades, war paint on their faces, singing songs, and unfortunately drinking. But the idea is, that's the stuff you do in the preparation process in the waiting room. And so the waiting room and the warfare room are really both very valuable. And so let's take a moment to pray about that. So I'm going to ask Matt to pray for our young people, and then we'll pray about the waiting room experience. So go for it, Matt.
Cool. Yes, Lord, we thank you so much for this Friday. Lord, we thank you that youth isn't just a Friday expression, it's Friday experience. But Lord, we pray that as we come into this Friday experience, Lord, that we see young people's lives turn to you. Yeah. And we'll place that into your hands, Lord, and we place them into your care, knowing that they'll be safe in your hands, and that when they go home to their families, that they're safe at families as well.
Yeah.
Because a family that pulls together and teaches the word is going to stay strong like that, Lord. It's just the prayer builds up in the waiting of the staying at home, and then when we experience each other as youth, when we experience each other as adults, we've learned and we've experienced. So Lord, we just pray as we go into Friday night that we will experience your love and your gratitude and your grace as we walk in that faith, Lord.
Yeah. Lord, I thank you for wisdom in the wait, for strengthening in the warfare. I thank you for godly counsel for parents. I thank you for a revival and awakening amongst young people. And I thank you, Lord, that today we will learn the act of obedience of waiting, that Jesus instructed his disciples there'll be a waiting period, and that that waiting period is not a wasted period, but an incredibly powerful time to prepare. And Lord, we pray that as we set out into this weekend, we'll find joy in each of the encounters, each of the services we attend, each of the conversations we have. They'll just be really joyful. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.